Perhaps the biggest dispute is in the Central Sands area near Stevens Point, where homeowners, industries, and farms compete for groundwater, to the point where surface water is also being affected. The DNR says it'll take up to 2 years to complete a state and federal study of topics like high-capacity wells, which can pump about 70 gallons a minute. DNR board member Christine Thomas told a board meeting yesterday the amount of time needed to finish the study is frustrating.
Honestly, I know they're doing a study, but 2 years with 400 of these things going in every year, and I'm not opposed to them going in. It's how many and where.
DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp says she wishes the study had started earlier.
This is something that's been bubbling up, for lack of a better term, for several years now. It's something we're taking very seriously, and nothing happens as fast as I would ever want it to in the things that we have to do here in DNR.
DNR staff say they're trying to find out what level of groundwater use would sustain local surface waters and agribusiness. Board member Thomas says solutions are needed.
People are going to start battling over this stuff. It's going to get ugly, and I think it would be really great if we could figure out how to avoid ugly.
A DNR water official says the battles have already started. 70% of state residents count on groundwater for drinking water, and the DNR is approving more of the high-capacity wells. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.